If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It is a pleasure to welcome into the studio Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn. Good to see you again.
Well, good morning, Spike. Looks like a white Christmas, maybe, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a little bit of shower activity and this and that. You know you're here on a special day.
This is a very special mission as Lieutenant Governor of Illinois. I represent 13 million citizens, and it's Tom Peterson Day all day.
Tommy, you have a day named after
you
today.
Does this get me out of a parking ticket?
Well, it's a lifetime pardon for being a Green Bay Packer fan.
There you go.
You did pardon him.
Yes, we did. After much thought, Tom has been a great guy. You know, when you came about 1982, Tom, at GN, that was when we passed the Citizen Utility Board And I can remember talking to Tom and Uncle Bobby and Wally Phillips and yourself, Spike. You know, Tom has worked with, I think, hundreds and hundreds of people here at WGN and really across the Midwest, and he brings kind of a Midwestern common sense to the job, and we really appreciate everything you've done, Tom, for really decades for everyday people.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. I really appreciate that.
Is this the proclamation right there?
Look at this. This is the proclamation. It's the governor issued the proclamation, and it's basically it recognizes Tom's excellent work here at WGN on the radio. And I heard earlier this morning the interview when you were working on TV there in Iowa.
Yeah.
You have the whole thing there?
I have it here.
Can you read it?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Indeed. The name Tom Peterson is synonymous with WGN, world's greatest newspaper. And those who have been fortunate enough to listen to WGN over the past 20-plus years know that Tom to be one of the best voices and one of the finest newsmen in Chicago. Tom has worked in broadcasting for more than 45 years. And early in his career, he worked as a disc jockey, a news anchor, and as a news director at a Minnesota radio station. And after his stint there, Tom left radio for TV, but only for a 10-year period, working as an anchor and a news director at a TV station in Iowa. He joined WGN in October of 1982. He's been with WGN ever since, building an unshakable reputation for being a credible news reporter, an engaging on-air personality. Looking back over his career, Tom's tenure at GN has been remarkable, serving as a reporter, program host, anchor, and news director. He's worked every shift with literally hundreds of talk show hosts. He's well-respected in his profession and by all people throughout Chicagoland and indeed across the country. This year, unfortunately for all of us, Tom is retiring from WGN. He'll be greatly missed by his peers, his colleagues, his fans, his friends. We're proud of him as he opens a new chapter in life. And, you know, those of us in politics and even in the media, once in a while we get fired, we lose our job. But Tom has never been fired in his entire career in radio, and that's pretty remarkable.
You don't know how rare that is. I mean,
just talk to Cochran.
Cochran has worked at more stations than you have in 1 year. How many stations have you worked for, Tommy? Six or seven?
Seven, I think, yeah.
Seven, yeah.
Six
yeah.
or seven.
That is unusual. You know, considered a badge of honor to be fired from from a radio station.
I've lost a few elections along the way myself.
You know how that goes, yeah.
One day a peacock, the next day a feather duster.
There you go. I want to thank you. You read that just about the way I wrote it. That's great. Thank you, Pat.
Well, somebody told me, Tom, now, did you start with Marconi when he invented the radio, or was that a couple years later?
I was standing right next to him, and the other guy who was there was
Lyle Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Lyle Dean. Tom, finishing his career here at WGN. Before that, he worked at WXYZ in Detroit for 3 years.
The Lone Ranger Station.
The Lone Ranger Station. That's right.
The Lone Ranger and I were very close.
You were a television news consultant for a year. How come you didn't stay with TV? TV was where the money was.
I was losing my hair.
Oh, well, that says it all right there. Before that,
it's all about hair.
KWWL in Waterloo for 10 years. Then you, before that, you were in Milwaukee at WEMP. And then before that, you were at WEBC in Duluth, Minnesota, and then some television at WDIO-TV, and then the very first place your voice was heard was at a radio station called WMIL in Milwaukee.
Right.
You want to remember what you sounded like?
Okay.
You have a little bit of that? This is a young Tom Peterson at age I don't know, 20, 21, something like that. Play it.
The sounds of a thinking man, Cy Zettner, with that's the name of the tune, a thinking man. We've got 7 o'clock right now, and our weather forecast is cloudy and cooler with occasional light showers tonight. Tuesday, partly cloudy and cooler. Fair and cooler Tuesday night. Low tonight, mid-40s. High tomorrow, upper 50s. 56 degrees outdoors right now, 77% humidity, and the wind is from the west at 16 miles per hour.
90
What, you know, if you didn't tell me that was him, I wouldn't have known it.
Tommy, how old were you there?
How old?
I was 19,
20 years old?
Yeah, 19, 20. Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I was talking about this yesterday in Milwaukee. It was great. I did a music show on FM. Now, you have to remember, back at that time, in 1960, there were no FM
listeners either.
So you were playing to nobody. Well, they gave me 6 albums, and they were all like jazz albums or big band. And I rotated those 6 albums, the same 6, every night.
Do you remember what they were?
Well, one was Miles Davis. This was Cy Zettner, which was a big band album. There were a couple of other big band albums, and I don't remember what they were.
Yeah.
And I had an engineer, and we would sit out the transmitter, which was out in the middle of a field that had nothing but goldenrod, and I, of course, had hay fever.
Hay fever, yeah.
So all I did was, you know, sneeze. The reason I sound that way is it's because I'm all plugged up. But the best part of it was we were right next to the Chicago Northwestern main line. And when the train came through, the 400, the record would skip right across the middle and go across the end.
Just go just like it.
Yeah. That's it, right there. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to come back and say, well, that was Cy Zettner.
You know, I have to hear that again because that does not sound at all like you.
Yeah, that's
That does not sound... Are you ready to roll?
Where'd you find that?
Play that again one more time. This is Tommy and his first radio job.
The sounds of a thinking man, Cy Zettner, with that's the name of the tune, a thinking man. We've got 7 o'clock right now, and our weather forecast is cloudy and cooler with occasional light showers tonight. Tuesday, partly cloudy and cooler. Fair and cooler Tuesday night. Low tonight, mid-40s. High tomorrow, upper 50s. 56 degrees outdoors right now, 77% humidity, and the wind is from the west at 16 miles per hour.
The only thing that hasn't changed is the weather.
You're right. Do you notice how precise I am?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That does sound like him.
Yeah. Well, cloudy.
Little bits, yeah.
Well, cigarettes and Jack Daniels changed the long way.
Did you ever do any radio, Pat?
Only on shows like this. Okay. One time I helped Half Inning broadcast the White Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was on GN, too, Pat and Ron. So
oh, yeah? So you
that's
a
always
bit
a lot
that.
Of fun, yeah.
It's... Yeah. It's an amazing, you know, I wouldn't trade radio for, I mean, I asked him about TV. Yeah, TV's where all the money was. You know, TV, you work for maybe 19 minutes out of a half-hour newscast, and you make millions of dollars. And here we're blabbering for 4 hours and don't get anywhere near that kind of money. But I wouldn't trade it for anything because it's theater of the mind.
Yeah.
People
and
your voice, Tommy, I hear I'm blowing smoke at you, but it's absolutely true. Your voice, to me, is a reassuring, comforting voice. I mean, the world could be caving in. I remember 9/11, and it was caving in.
Yeah, I know.
And Tommy was—he had the voice of a man who said, "All right." I mean, it gave me a sense of security. All right, let's just get a grip on it. Just let's take a deep breath and let's assess what's going on. And although bad things were happening, it made you. It was a sense of reassurance, and that's what you. That's what you bring, and nobody does it any better, and that will be missed.
That's very kind of you. I really appreciate that. And that's exactly what I've tried to do. I think one of the things, and I've told people this for years, that when people get up in the morning, they just want to be assured that the world is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you can be a reassuring voice to somebody,
and
I'll tell Andrea Darlis this, is that this is what you have to do in the morning. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that people get a concise, clear, unemotional report on what's going on.
Or they may wake up in the morning and things aren't so good. Things could be bad.
Exactly.
But then you don't present it. Yeah.
Right. You don't have to be Chicken Little
at
that point, you know, and scream about the sky falling.
And I will tell you this, and again, you're uncomfortable when I give him compliments because usually I'm blasting him, but when I took over this job from Uncle Bobby, I was scared to death. There were a lot of expectations. Everybody's breathing down your neck. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen and this and that. Tommy, I can't tell you how many times Tommy bailed me out, because there were many times I didn't know what the heck was going on. And before I'd go on the air, Tommy would give me the cliff notes and make sure at least I sounded like I knew what was going on before I got a good grasp of this. And I will I'll forever be indebted to that, to you for that.
You know, Spike, when all is said and done, Tom's a nice guy. And everybody who listens to him knows it, and everybody who knows him knows it. He's just a down-to-earth person with common sense, and he cares about other people. And we really are going to miss you on the air, Tom, but we'll find you wherever you are. And, you know, you're in our hearts forever.
Thank you, Pat. I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. And, again, I appreciate the proclamation. I think that's just great. And like you say, you and I have gone back a long ways, and I've always admired everything that you have done, what you have stood for. If I did not agree with you, I admired you for at least taking the stand saying what you thought.
We wouldn't have the Citizen Utility Board without Tom. I remember talking to Uncle Bobby and Tom about that, and that was a new idea back two decades ago, yeah. And the people approved it, and it's around today, and I read in the paper today they may get a refund from People's Gas for the customers. So thanks a lot, Tom.
You know what?
Thank you.
Thank you for the proclamation, and thank the governor as well for that. But I'm going to let you throw the the news to Tom. Just say, now here's Tom Peterson with your headlines.
Okay. For the people of Illinois, for the people who listen to WGN day after day, year after year, here's Tom Peterson with the news.
Thank you, Pat Quinn. Appreciate it.